Klaus Jewelers.
Hey, Dave. How you doing?
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. Your Bengals won yesterday nicely.
Yeah, but lost a player. He got hurt.
Yeah.
It was a nasty hit.
Oh, did you miss Smith Schuster?
Who's that?
Who got hurt?
Two of the Bengals hit each other when trying to go for the ball and broke his tibia, and one of them broke his tibia, and I don't know, but he was down for a while.
Yeah, that's a bad injury.
Yeah, they both hit each other. Both were going for the ball, went right through both of them to the receiver, receiving the ball, and they just smacked each other.
Depending on the severity of that, that's at least 8 weeks.
Oh, yeah, he probably won't be back. I wouldn't imagine.
Yeah, surgery.
He was in terrible pain.
Oh, yeah. No, those are bad. Those are bad injuries.
Because hold on a minute. I got to get in the other room.
Okay.
I want to ask you something anyway. Hold
okay.
On.
To schedule your consultation, we'll be right with you. We take pride in our Better Business Bureau accreditation. Our satisfied customers say things like, from the very moment I set foot in their shop, I knew I was in the right place. Everyone was so nice and genuine. I'll never go anywhere else. Search Klaus Jewelers to read more 5-star reviews. Welcome to Klaus Jewelers. Our family's passion has been passed down.
Hey, Dave. I'm back.
Hey. Okay.
All right, I think Debbie sold that 167 Radiant. Don't bill it yet, but I'm pretty sure it's sold. He's coming in to give us a down payment.
Well, that's cool. Besides, the way the billing goes is from the memo date anyway, so it wouldn't matter if it was today or 30 days.
Yeah, but just don't bill it yet, though. So, and then, were you going to ask me something?
Yeah, I was going to ask that question, and then also I think Debbie still has a couple of emeralds that the mama would like to get an EVS-1 or something like that.
Yes. You know what? Debbie just left. I'm going to have her call you back. She needs something for the end of the week, I think.
Yeah, I know. I got that down, too.
But there's two things she needs. She's also dealing with an oval, too, I think.
Yeah, I think so, too. Yeah, the one she needs by the end of the week is this emerald cut for this lady.
I think the other guy wants to come in the end of the week, too.
Oh, okay, good.
I'll tell you what. She'll be back in just a little bit. Let me have her call you.
Oh, yeah, Oval Natural by the end of the week. Yeah, I got it right here. Okay. All right, cool.
Hold on, man.
Okay.
Tell him to hold on. I'll be right with you. Got a question for you.
Sure.
We took a Carat 5. It was an EGL VS2 G. We took it in a trade for a 2-carat we had.
Uh-huh.
What should we put that in? It was an EGL SI. We're saying it's an SI1G instead of a VS2.
It's a round?
Yeah. Very good in cut.
You could probably, I don't know, if you have maybe just a simple solitaire or pendant?
Yeah. Yeah, but I want to know what we should sell it for.
Oh, okay. Hold on one second. I'll tell you that. What's the carat weight?
105.
105, okay.
Yeah. The EGL head, VS2 F, we're putting in as SI1G.
All right.
EGL said very good, and it's well cut.
All right, one second. I'll give you an idea. SI1...
I just don't want to undersell it or oversell it with the diamond prices changing.
Well, like right now, GIA GSI1s that are XXX are around $3,600 bucks.
Okay.
H's are like $3,000.
Wow.
So that, well, let me do my math. Let's say, let's just say $3,000, for example, it cost, like with us.
Right.
Times 1 point. Sell for $4,000.
Okay. All right. All right. That's what I wanted to know.
Should be okay. I mean, if it's a beautiful looking stone, as far as I or face value, or you know, face up, and it's got a lot of scintillation, you should be able to get that.
That's all I wanted to know.
Alrighty.
I have Debbie. She just went out. Her and Josie, they had a slight meeting to go to, and then they're going to be back. So.
Okay, cool. All right. I'll be here for till 6 as usual, looking at the nice sunny 75.
Yeah.
Wall to wall sunshine.
Okay. Don't get used to this because it won't be here long.
Yesterday was gorgeous. I was outside all day yesterday.
Yeah,
and,
I know.
Saturday was a really nice day, too. And, today, tomorrow, and I think up to Wednesday, then it's going to fall off the table, I think.
Yep. It's about that time of the year.
Yeah. Oh, you know, yeah, Wednesday 71 and Thursday 51. I'm like, okay, here we go. now we're back to where it should be.
Yeah, there you go.
Well,
all
enjoy.
Right, I'm going to have her call you.
Yep, no problem. Thanks, Ken. All right.